F.
How do you define what you do, and how did you come to do it?
How do I define what we do? I don't think I'd waste my time trying, to be honest with you. It's a lot more instinctive and just from somewhere inside, I think. And it's a bit, you know, if you analyze something too much, you can crush it and destroy it. And I think that's what music and any kind of like artistic creation, I think, you should never just question it. You should never analyze it. I mean, that's for other people to do. And I guess that's what the job of the critics, I suppose, is to pick it apart. But no one that made the music would ever want to pick it apart.
Excellent. Describe your first musical memory.
Oh, gosh. I remember, I mean, this is how old I am, but I remember in the 60s, it was probably about 1963 or 4, but my mum bought me a little plastic toy guitar, and I had to sing in front of all of my relatives, and I had to sing the Beatles, yeah, 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 she loves you, yeah, and everybody was like sort of looking, falling over laughing at me, and I couldn't understand why they were laughing. I thought, wait a minute, man, I'm serious.
Excellent. That's so good. Describe your best musical memory to date.
I need to think about that. Maybe. There's been a few. I mean, I'm talking about you. If you mean personal, like to do with the band, or
it's just whatever. It's these are open ended questions. Yeah,
definitely leave that aside for the moment. But I'd say my, at least up there, is when I saw Joy Division in 1979. That was intense. I mean, you go and see bands, and it's at best just entertainment. There was something profound about that show that kind of stayed with me and William. William was there, stayed with us for years, and it was very, very special.
Wow. Holy shit, pretty hard to beat something like that. Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
It leads to the next endeavor, I suppose. You make something, whether it be, in our case, albums. You make it and you think it's the best record you could possibly make. And then you give it 6 months and you listen to it again and you think, well, actually, we've not hit that peak yet, so you want to make another record. So it's like a stepping stone to something that probably doesn't exist, but it keeps you going, it keeps you moving forward.
How do you define success?
Success is when you can feel good about what you do. I mean, there's lots of versions of success. To me, In the 80s and 90s, me and William were always being pushed in directions that we knew didn't fit the band. And it might have led to a commercial success, more than what we have experienced. But we knew that had we done that, you know, we couldn't have really, I mean, you couldn't really look at yourself in the mirror when you shave in the morning. It's all about, the Mary Chain is about an extension of us, really, so. Success is when you listen to those records back and they still sound, you can still at least remember the reasons why you made them and you stand by them. Success is when other people 40 years after you've made a record still rate it.
Fantastic. Describe something you haven't created yet that you'd like to create.
Oh gosh. There's lots of things that I would like to, I mean, I speak for William here because we're kind of pretty much of the same mind. We like the same things. I'd love to have made a film in my life, and I would love to have written a novel. Those opportunities haven't arisen. I don't know if I could write a novel, but I certainly could make a film, but it's too difficult to get into that area, I think.
What do you believe is the most essential function of art?
The most essential function of art is to kind of put a frame around some form of beauty, I think. And it can be not obvious, you know what I mean? Because I think something like, something like Francis Bacon's paintings that other people are repulsed by are actually strangely beautiful. And that's what he's doing. He's putting a frame around an abstract version of what people call beautiful. And I think that, at least in my mind, that's what art is. Art is kind of man-made beauty.
What's something non-musical that you're looking forward to?
Something non-musical? It's the stupid things, really. It's like sitting watching anime with my daughter Candace, or going for a walk along the cliff tops with my partner Rachel. So it's the things that when I was younger I didn't rate that much or I didn't value. But the older you get, you realise it's the small stuff that actually is the big stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, now jumping into more of an album focus, your new album was highly anticipated. Can you share some of the creative process behind its production and any particular inspirations that influenced it?
I mean, like I said earlier, it's all kind of much more instinctive, and we don't, you know, we hit the studio and we just let it happen.
Hmm.
That's the way it's always been with the marriage. And with this one record, William did kind of, we try not to push it in any particular direction, but on this occasion, William said, let's get the Moogs out, let's do it a bit more electro. We've always used drum machines and synths, but never quite so up front. So that was roughly, we were listening to a lot of kraut rock and, well, Can and Kraftwerk and stuff like that. We always have, but we just thought, why not get that out there? Why not make that a bit more front and centre, this record?
What were the most challenging aspects of writing and recording the new album?
The same as always, really, that when you start recording, there's always a period where you think, I don't know if this is going right. Usually, like, the first month is like nervous breakdown time, because you're kind of thinking, well, I'd kind of imagined how this record was going to go, and this isn't it. And I think what it is that you have to kind of let go of that, what you had, the picture, the vision that you had for the record, I think really kind of is just in your head. And you need to kind of get to a point where you think, well, it's not going to go that way. Like, why don't we just let the record take us to where it's going to end up? And it's almost like the records are an intelligent entity, and you have to just let it tell you what it wants to do. And,
yes.
And when you get to that point and you just let go, then it all starts to just like fall into place. And that sounds like it could fall badly, but it never has yet. So
your music has influenced so many artists and bands over the years. How do you feel about your legacy, and how do you see the band's place in the world today?
I mean, generally, we're pretty proud of what we've achieved. I don't know. I mean, it's, again, that's for other people to talk about. I mean, I think we've made a difference. We've made people want to make music, and that was always our plan. It was never meant to be just entertainment. I mean, back in 1985, everybody would always say, like, you know, yeah, what are you going to be doing in 5-10 years time? And we were like, well, what do you mean? We're going to be doing this. And these records that we're making now, we hope, like, people are going to be listening to them in 10, 20, 30 years time.
Mm.
I mean, I remember me and William saying this in all of the interviews that we did. We said that, you know, well, you know, when we started the band, we were listening to, like, weird bands from Texas in the 1960s and the Velvet Underground and the Stooges, and we wanted our music to make sense to the future. It wasn't just made for the time, that the year that it came out. It was supposed to last, and thankfully 40 years later we're still here.
Nice. And now, what can people expect from the show at the Power Station in Auckland in a couple of weeks' time?
a bit of everything. I mean, there's going to be, I mean, if you like the Mary Chain, and I'm assuming you do because you're going to be there, if you're there, then I think you shouldn't be disappointed. There'll be something from every album, including Glasgow Eyes. We're not going to play the entire album because I know that people aren't that familiar with it yet. So there'll be something from every record, and hopefully people will be happy with that.
Fantastic.
Dripping.
The Jesus and Mary Chain playing next Tuesday at the Power Station. Get your tickets now. It's sure to be a good one. Look, I even got this wrong.
Hi, you're listening to 95BFM Breakfast with Johnny. This is Jim from the Jesus and Mary Chain.
95BFM.